You're with SBS Radio.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's directed all Commonwealth public service leaders to permanently offer at least 20 working days or 28 calendar days worth of paid leave for workers aiding with firefighting efforts. The cost of the leave will be absorbed by the agencies and there'll be no additional net cost. Mr. Morrison says the change for Commonwealth public service workers brings them into line with the entitlements afforded to the Australian Defence Force.
This will enable them to be able to commit more time in their brigades and relieve particularly those in small and regional towns that draw their volunteers from their own self-employed arrangements or small businesses for whom the continued support to have their volunteers out fighting fires and not working in their businesses is becoming very straining.
It comes as debate over whether to afford compensation to volunteer firefighters continues. Most volunteers who've been battling the bushfires burning around the country do not work in Commonwealth Public Service departments. New South Wales Volunteer Firefighters Association President Mick Holton says some of his members are spending vast sums of money on petrol to drive to fire fronts. And he also says members are crowdfunding to pay for their own smoke masks. Mr. Holton's told the Nine Network that he's worried about some of his volunteers.
In this particular fire season, I'm really concerned that it's going to start impacting on their own welfare in terms of just those everyday expenses. Many volunteers say that a payment of a wage or something like that might damage the volunteer ethos. Certainly that is what many volunteers are saying to me, but many others are saying they can't keep doing this. It's not sustainable.
Those comments came after calls from Labor leader Anthony Albanese to compensate volunteer firefighters through one-off payments, special paid leave entitlements and tax breaks. He says some volunteers have not had any income for a period of months because they've been fighting the fires.
Some people have paid leave arrangements, but many don't. And the other thing is self-employed people who are pitching in, whose businesses have stopped because they're making this commitment. We need to do much better at providing that support because this is not business as usual.
But New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is critical of the idea. He's also called into question the integrity of the Volunteer Firefighters Association and Mr. Holton.
Volunteers don't want payment. It doesn't make them volunteers. And they've given me that message loud and clear again and again. I would put very little store in anything that organisation has to say. The only time I ever hear anything about it or my organisation ever hears anything from that mob is through the media. There's no visibility. There's no access to information about who they claim to represent, how many they represent, how they operate. They're highly politically charged.
The federal government agrees, saying that payment goes against the volunteer ethos. The RFS says close to 90% of people on the ground in New South Wales are unpaid locals, stepping in to save their own communities. The volunteer model is common across states and territories and has been historically effective. But this year's fire season, for a number of reasons, including climate change, has been unprecedented, with an increased number of fires that started earlier in the year. Evan Young, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.